Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is JB with your weekly Grudge Show. Lock it in. Hey, let's get to talking about the 26th, which is coming up in the next 3 weeks at Capitol Raceway, which we have the Metro Area Grudge Show. And I'm going to tell you right now, just so happens that I think 4 races were locked in just in this week. So if anybody out there, you know, feeling like they want to get at somebody and they want to, you know, make something known, go ahead and let me know what's going on. Who we got? Who's out there? I see we got people loading in here. I see we got Running Bear calling in. I see we got, looks like the lawyer in the Hawk truck calling in. Who else we got? We got Marilyn in here pretty deep tonight. VA in here. Let's see who's going to be the first to step up and talk some trash. All right, here we go. First person is.
What's going on, CJ?
What's going on? Big Block Killer.
That's right, Big Block Killer.
What's going on, CJ?
Not much. What's going on with you?
I ain't doing that, man. Hearing these, listening to these races getting locked in for tomorrow at VMP. Man, it's getting a little crazy, man. Tomorrow, so far, I think we got G Money, who is running Richard Harris in the No Jet Camaro, and from what I heard, Copperhead is gonna run Richard Tillman from VA in the Copperhead Orange Mustang versus the Black Mustang Nasty. So everything looks like it's getting locked in pretty soon.
That's what I said. I like G Money on that race.
I put a post on the page and I saw, you know, nothing but G Money. I mean, it was like 30-2. So, but you know, hey man, it's anybody's race, man. I mean, you know, tomorrow's gonna tell it.
Yeah.
Plus, I see we got some Dinwiddie area folk here. I think is that you running back over there?
Who is that?
Is that you, Running Bell?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Hey, so what I'm hearing, man, I see some stuff going on for tomorrow. I see G Money. I talked to him yesterday, and he said he is going to be at VMP, and looks like Copperhead is coming down to run Victor Tillman.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
You locked in with anything tomorrow, Running Bell?
Yeah, I'm running Richard Harris tomorrow night.
Okay. Y'all doing it through the court or the eighth?
We're gonna do it through the court. Yeah, we're going through the court.
Okay. Damn, cause that looks like there's gonna be some action tomorrow. Already three nice ones already locked in. Is JC making a pass tomorrow?
I don't know. I haven't talked to JC this week, man. I don't know if he's going to make a pass. I hear he's supposed to make a shakedown. But I don't know when. Tomorrow or Saturday. But.
Okay. What about you, CJ? When the next Youngest in Charge Motorsports coming out?
We gonna be at the beach tomorrow.
Oh, y'all just gonna shake it down at the beach?
Yeah, make sure that thing right so I can knock off Mark Hayes. And then Running Bear, if he jumps sideways, he can get it too.
Oh Lord. God. Running Bear, you hear him talking a little trash, Running Bear?
He heard.
Yeah. I heard.
What do you think about radical behavior, CJ, with that small block?
I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, he was big and bad a couple months ago. You see, he quiet now.
See, you and that other boy, man, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all got a whole lot of mouth. Now, if you want to run me, just say you want to run me, we'll do. Don't come on the damn internet and all that damn shit.
Hey,
goddamn
it, we got it.
I ain't going for that damn shit. If you want to run me, just say you want to run.
Well, you know that. You ain't got to say too much, you know that.
We tried to run it with you all day.
I'm going to be in Maryland on the 26th.
Well, you can get some today, too.
Hold on. How you want to do it? You want to come out the trailer? I got to make shakedowns anyway. I test on you. How about that? You want me to test on you?
Do what you got to do, but I'm going to be there.
Well, you be there. We want to lock in.
No, you got to lock nothing there because he's going to be scared to lock in.
Who's that in the background?
That's my father.
When I tried to lock you in at Buzz Creek, you was dead. When you didn't know if your car, you racing, you might be broke by then. I tried to lock you in Monday when you call us fake-ass racers. We ain't no damn fake-ass racers. We've been waiting on our motor.
Wait a minute. Oh, you're doing a whole lot of talking.
And I didn't back it up. I ain't
no fake-ass goddamn racer Monday. I don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. It was two different conversations on that phone. I was talking to this kid. I didn't call you. I didn't call you or nothing.
I ain't know what you saying. Your phone was picking up, man.
I don't know which one of y'all. I don't need to talk to both of y'all. CJ, you better know it's your daddy. I don't need to talk to both of y'all.
Your phone was picking up, man.
Just be capital on the
26th.
Hey, battery. Yep. I ain't told shit.
I can't even hear what he's saying.
It sounds like he said, be at Capitol on the 26th.
Oh, shit. I'm a little closer to Capitol than he do.
Now you're hearing two different conversations. I ain't said nothing like that.
What are you talking about, man?
I said my plans are to be in Capitol on the 26th. I got two races before the 26th. And If nothing happens to my car, I will be at Kevin on the 26th. If you want to do something on the 26th, then we can do it.
Let's do it then. Don't talk to me, devil. Let's do it. I come down off the trail on you. I ain't worried about you. I test on you.
You can come off the trail. You can come off the moon. I don't care where you come.
You say that now. I bet you when time comes, you won't sit beside it. How about that?
Man, ain't nobody scared of you.
I know you ain't. That's what your mouth say. Mouth say anything.
I tell you what. Since you got big balls, come on down and get with him, man. Like, I'll brush your head over.
Guess what? I ain't coming to your track. Cause you know why I came to your
that.
Track?
I know that. I know that.
Talked out twice, didn't you? Yeah, I bet you want to meet that, though, will you?
I know you ain't coming.
I know I ain't coming either. I'm not going to take off work to come down there. You going to punk out like you did before?
Say
twice. So why I'm going to do it? Why would I do it again?
Just sit back and wait on me.
Hey, you best believe, I'm going to wait till you bring your ass up here, and then I'm going to gap you. If I don't gap you, I don't even want the money.
You want to bet on the gap?
Oh, you best believe I'm going to bet on the gap. What you think you got? You think you fast?
I'm
bad
enough to care of
you. Now you think
he's super bad. You think you fast or something? You ain't got nothing, boy.
Motherfucker.
What?
530s ain't cutting it.
Hey, buy a better phone talking about racing. Can't nobody hear what you're talking about.
Y'all need that better phone. You tell me what to do, man. You see, that was wrong with you now. You got too much damn mouth.
I know it. But I bet you won't sit beside it, put it that way. Like I said, if I don't gap you, I don't want the money.
I'll sit beside your ass on the 26th.
Come do it then. Don't talk to me to death. What you waiting on? Put the money up.
I'm coming.
You ain't putting no money up.
Post the money then. Post the money for the 26th.
I ain't got to post a damn thing. You just beat it.
I know it. See? Yeah. That's what scared us. Scared bear.
Shit when you're on that internet.
I'm talking shit now.
But you ain't gonna put no money up.
You won't put no money up.
I ain't got to put up no money. But I'm going to your ass.
You scared then?
No, you scared.
Scared of what?
What I'm scared of? You couldn't beat my last motor.
Man, why wouldn't they have that in the background sounding like a little damn midget?
Look here. You want to lock up or not?
I told you what I just said. What did I just say? I told you I got two races. I'll be a damn fool to lock in anybody for the 26th. I got to run tomorrow, and I got to run on the 19th.
Where you running at on the 19th?
I'm going to be in Fayetteville.
He said he's going to be in Fayetteville.
Tell him we might come down there and get his ass.
You going to come down there. You coming down there, but you didn't bring that car. You didn't bring the car you got down there.
What's stopping us from bringing it down there? You? It ain't going to be you. I guarantee you that.
You ain't going to bring that weak-ass car to Fayetteville.
I'll push that shit down there and come for you.
I tell you what, you won't bring that weak-ass car to Fayetteville.
Come after you.
Hey, look here, man.
Look, don't y'all come to Fayetteville, because I want to whoop y'all ass on the 26th.
Nah, you just don't want that ass whooping that quick.
Y'all stay in Maryland. Don't come to Fayetteville. Y'all stay in Maryland, and I want to whoop that ass on the 26th.
Yeah. Of radical behavior.
What color red?
No, that blue one. It all took me.
You might think it's big, but...
Oh, yeah, that big-ass small blogger. Yeah.
Okay.
Sound like it's getting hot in here.
It's cold to me. I ain't got no money in my hand.
Yeah.
I ain't got no nothing else locked in. I'm trying to get some more races locked in.
Yo.
Shit, that Mustang in the way like you.
Hey, so let me ask y'all, boy. How long has this been going on since y'all been wanting to get this thing on?
Let me explain this here. I've been trying to get this man for the longest. This man been ducking me. As soon as my car go down, you know what I'm saying, we take a break, he jump bad like he looking for me.
You don't make me start cussing in a goddamn minute. I ain't even put your goddamn ass. Your car was broke. Well, you ain't ran nobody in 3 goddamn years. How the hell am I going to be ducking you? You ain't ran nobody in 3 years.
Look, my car was down for a year.
How am I going to really bring you?
You
ain't got no
talking here. With earbuds. I never used to talk
about it. But you still just as bad as you were. What the fuck?
Just talking to you, fine.
Man, you need a phone, man. Why you how much you got locked in races? You need to go to Verizon or something.
Phone, probably yours. You probably need a Verizon or something.
Nah, that's yours, man. You the one who living in Emporia.
Well, you live in Maryland. What's the difference?
I don't live in no damn Maryland. You better get that shit out of my damn face.
Don't care. But if you bring your ass across the goddamn bridge, I will go to your ass.
Already crossed.
Man, what you talking about? I live in Virginia, man.
Hey, you know what? I wish.
What are you with? Somebody tell me what are you with?
Hey,
CJ.
What?
Come on, man.
What is your dad saying back there, man?
Come on, man. Talk some shit.
Hey, is that Gene Stevens?
Yes, sir. That'd be me.
Hey, Gene Stevens, these boys on here going hard, going at it, man. I think pretty soon Running Bad Radical Behavior is going to get it on.
Shit, if he ain't scared, we're going to get it on, but I believe he's scared.
You can't get no.
Running Bad usually don't get all upset like that. Who done made him mad?
The man telling lies on the damn phone. He tell lies on the internet.
Whoa. What the lie? Tell lies, boy. You better get your shit straight.
So he need to tell the truth.
Nah, you get mad because you know it's the truth, damn it.
It ain't the truth. If it was the truth, I'd
How about this? If it ain't the truth, lock up right now, then, motherfucker.
Say what?
You heard what the fuck I said. Do I got to repeat myself? You old.
Hey, fuck you. And be there on the 26th.
Yeah, I know you. The broke motherfucker, you won't bet.
You a fuck ass motherfucker. You got a guy. You just finally got a guy for 3 goddamn years. Now you the baddest thing on earth.
Shit, like I said, you won't sit beside that motherfucker, you ugly motherfucker.
I'm going to sit beside your ass on the
26th. Your ugly ass. I bet you won't sit beside.
I bet your stupid ass won't fucking show up. Mark Hayes, you on
the phone. My money, I got money posted. What you got posted?
Nothing.
You ain't even got no money locked in with your racer down there tomorrow, you broke motherfucker.
What's going to happen? Motherfucker, let me tell you something. You call me broke if you want it. I'm retired. You can do what the fuck you still working, old punk ass.
Shit, I'm 25. What the hell that mean? Shit, I need to be working, shouldn't I?
I mean, you better get well out of the business, I'm a bitch.
Shut your old ass up.
You still a stupid motherfucker.
Shit, I'll show you how stupid I is when I lie beside your ass, if you even get beside it. That's the thing about it. Hey, look here, man. Fuck it. Hey, how much money you running for down at Dinwiddie tomorrow?
I don't think that's none of your business, man.
I know it ain't, but guess what? I'll pay your motherfucking ass. Come up here and get this ass whooped. How about that? Call that dude with that black command. Tell him I'll pay your punk out money for your ass to come up here and get this ass whooped since you running your mouth. What's that dude name? Jimmy something? What's his name with the, on the black command?
Greg Jordan.
Huh?
I'm Greg Jordan.
Call him Greg Jordan now, but that's what you're going to be seeing in your dreams.
Lord, I hope they want Big Jordan.
They want a little better for your boy.
All right.
And so look, Dean Stevens, what's going on, Dean Stevens?
I ain't doing much, fellas. Just waiting for the weekend, maybe do some shakedown. See where we're at.
I hear that. So you're doing a couple shakedowns so you can go to that hall.
That's what I'm looking forward to. That's the game plan.
Hey, look, I was talking to somebody today, Dean. And from what I heard, there's a slight chance that the troublemaker might be there.
What now? You said troublemaker?
From what I heard, see, this is the thing. My boy is going to lock in probably this weekend with another car called the Goon from North Carolina if we can get it all straight. And he said that there's a chance that the troublemaker might be in the building for the 26th.
Well, I got Rambo. Rambo was calling me out. Carlos and Ricky Bell was telling me he was taking a turn on the Pro Bowl. I kind of went to the
So Rambo with the black Camaro wants to run your car.
Yeah, and I want to talk to him. You know, just me and him, so we can figure out what we want to run for, and you know how much lockup money we need and all that good stuff.
Hey, Gene, that race ain't going to happen.
Why that?
Because Rambo ain't going to run you.
They told me if I come across that bridge, Rambo's going to lock my ass in. And he was going to cut the head off the horseman. So I'm just trying to just find out.
Well, they got the Rambo Revenge jump down here for Saturday. I'm going down there.
Where is that at?
Down in Elizabeth City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing as the Outer Banks?
No, that's a Hertford. Outer Banks is Crestwell.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I've been down to Outer Banks, but I ain't never been to Elizabeth City.
Elizabeth City is closer.
Right, that's what I figured. That ain't but about 3 hours away from me.
It might be about more like 2 hours.
See, me and Kenny were actually thinking about trying to find somewhere to maybe go Saturday. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, come on down there, man. I won't be down there by myself.
we might do that. That might be an option. I'll talk to him and see if we can maybe make a little trip.
Well, you got my number.
Man, if he wanted to run, I'd be glad to accommodate him. But if he don't want to, I understand. You know, everybody's got different stuff.
I mean, I just give you a heads up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that because I ain't looking for, you know, I'm not like to know what my itinerary is.
Yeah.
Gene.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Gene. Is this the same Rambo that ran Lil Tony a couple weeks ago?
I don't think so.
Okay, oh, no, cool. if it's not the same one that ran Lil Tony, then I don't know that guy, but I'm talking about the one that ran Lil Tony with the black Camaro.
That's what I'm thinking. Gene, you're talking about that 80s model Camaro, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about the 80s model Camaro.
You're talking about that damn near two chassis car.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about it. Well, I thought we were talking about the other one.
Well, I didn't know if he was called in or whatever. I'm sure he can get my number. It ain't hard
Rambo,
to find. To get
Rambo,
number.
The Rambo we talking about, me and Dwayne talking about, is I want to say Stock and Fish.
One in New York robbery.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's not that one. Not that one. No, definitely not. I know it's one New York robbery because I took a race up there out of the bank.
Yeah, that's right.
But I know Rob would like to get that race back with Rambo too.
Doing it Saturday.
At some point in time, anyway.
Huh? So, how many Maryland boys coming tomorrow, Bud?
From what I know, it's G Money is coming. G Money is supposed to run Richard Harris, head up to the 8th. And then Jason Gray is supposed to run Richard Tillman. And then I don't know if the Haddens or anybody are coming, but I know if G Money's coming, there's a chance that truck might come, but I haven't heard from Derek with the truck.
I don't know.
But all I know is so far it's just G Money and Jason Gray. That's the only two.
Well, me and Cop, you talking about Copperhead, right?
Yeah.
Me and him, I'm supposed to get him to kick tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the only. See, that's the only person, him and, I know, like I said, him and G-Money, and then I don't think the Bird is coming down. The Bird, you know, said that he wasn't coming down, but those are the only two I know of.
I'm supposed to run Lil Tony again tomorrow, but I'm hearing some difficulty with that, too. Trying to get straight. What about this guy with Chevy Camaro? What's his name? The young boy.
Trey. What's up, Big D?
What's going on?
Chris Richards.
What's going on, man? Is this going to be the end of the year? Thank you tomorrow. There's a chance maybe you'll be back out soon.
I just got to finish what Dwayne started and finish cutting the head off that Copperhead. And we'll see what happens for the 26th.
I'm betting the bank on that one.
Oh, yeah. They think it's going to be soft, but they're going to have a hard time when their pockets go back empty.
Hey, look, I'm betting on Richard Harris, too.
Yep.
I'm betting on Richard Harris, too, over G Money.
I'll bet whatever anybody brings.
I know that race is going to be a good one, but I don't know why. That boy's ready now. But anybody out there that's looking for a bet on that race, all you got to do is find me tomorrow. I'm with the black Camaro.
Yep.
Any Maryland boys on here tonight?
My first time on. I just found out about it.
Yeah, I don't see none of the Maryland boys on tonight. I don't know what's going on.
Man, the bushes.
Damn, well, it was in the bush. God damn.
What about the guy Kenny? Is he coming tomorrow?
Kenny is supposed to be trying to get a race back with Hell Yeah Z or something, so I don't know if he's coming or not.
I still love it.
Yeah, because he called me yesterday trying to get to run the boy Sean, and like I told him, I don't have no gas on my car, man. For a car like that, I gotta get something. I mean, I hate to come to the table begging because I don't beg for nothing. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I'm a man about it, though.
Yeah, I hear that. I know the only thing I heard about for the 26th Dwayne, old Wolfpack Nova wanted to piece of me to the top, but I told him I don't think you run your car to the top.
Nah, I don't go to the top.
And I mean, you know, I told him that, so I mean he gotta take that how he take it, but he was like, I run my car to the top. I was like, well, that man run his car to the eighth. I mean, I was like, you know, that it'd be a good little race to the eighth. He said, nah, we wanna go to the top, so.
Well, you know, one thing about that, we'll see how it go when we get there. Most of the races that people talking, that shit ain't going to happen no how. You know what I'm saying? So when you get to the track, you get the story, you know. Nuts get bigger and chests get poked out and all that shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is. You know, when you're talking about it, everybody fast, you know. But when that money get on the line, it's a story. Sometimes pride won't let them not bet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that.
Both clans on.
Ain't no Maryland boys on tonight. A little slack tonight.
How long y'all been doing?
Bradshaw,
huh?
Here.
Who on that was at the Hattie? And who was that? Who was that?
Bradshaw's on here.
I can't even hear. What'd you say? What'd you just say?
I think you said Bradshaw on there.
Oh, did you say Bradshaw?
It's Bradshaw from Capital. I'm on here from Maryland.
What's going on,
yeah,
Bradshaw? What's going on? I guess this is the track. Is this the track owner, track manager?
Yep, track operator down at Capital Raceway. Hey, y'all,
okay. Okay, yeah, I'm just on, you know, on here trying to see what's going on, trying to get the boys to get something going for the 26th.
Got a whole bunch of noise in the phone right now.
Somebody got us on speakerphone.
Yeah. I'm just
what's
sitting
going
down
on
here doing a little bit. I'm just sitting down here doing a little scraping, doing a little cleanup for a racetrack down here, going after about 400 of her, so she's all ready for some traction and so forth. But, you know, I caught a couple things that I wanted to get on here tonight and try to nip in the bud a little bit here. I caught some things from last week. I missed a show last week, but I caught some things into it. And I just wanted to get on here and let everybody know out there, down here at Capital Raceway, you know, I put a lot of hard work into the program down here. You know, I'm one that really is on top of trying to keep them times secret. There's street people in this whole deal down here that knows these times. And there's two in the tower. There's one in the ET booth. These tickets are cut in every which way they can be cut to ensure that we keep these times secret to these drivers. Because that's the most important thing that we got to do out here. If we are going to protect these cars to have some life to them, because you know, these cars are built, you put a lot of money in these cars, and if that time's revealed, you know, that car's no good, no more. It ain't getting nothing. So down here, I don't know, I haven't talked to you before, but I have talked to a lot of people that's on this show right here, and they see where I stand down here. When these things are going down, I stand in the center of this aisle.
I commend both drivers. I make sure I know what race they have, whether it's eighth, quarter, what tree they want, and we give them a safe facility to go down. We tried to hoard that time as much as possible, as we, you know, because, like I said, I caught a little bit of rumor that there, some of that stuff was not being done. Like I said, that's rumor. On this end of it down here, I want to ensure all the grudge people out here at Capital Raceway, you know, we are doing everything possible to ensure you guys that your times are kept between you and the track. Once I give the racers at the other end, radios, somebody who's on that speaker, once I give you guys the times down there at that ticket, the only person that gets a time at our ticket is the driver of the car. You can't walk up and get that ticket. You can't go to our tower when we are running no-time cars. Our monitors are covered when we are running no-time cars. Our scoreboards are unplugged from the system when we are running these things. Our auto starters removed. So we are doing everything possible to keep this clean, and so these cars have longevity to them, and they can get races they want to get. I heard a little while back they use a term called trickery. It's a very good term, and it's fun. And I just wanted to come on here. I usually don't get involved in anything like this. I let it go, let everybody talk their piece. But I felt that there was just a little bit of condemning to the racetrack being going on there. So I'm not going to let that take place. So that's why I came here tonight. I'll answer anybody's question that has one on this deal. But I really want everybody out there in the grudge world, don't say things that you are not 100% sure of. And if you do, and you bring it to me, then I'm going to go back, and we're going to need proof of this. And I want to extend something to the people out there in the grudge world. I said it, and I sent it to the banquet last year, and this is what I sent. If any person working for Capital Raceway reveals times to anyone, that person will be fired immediately. And I'm going to put something else to that program. Any person that comes to Capital Raceway as a participant here, racer or helper to a car, if you are caught in any way doing this, you will be eliminated from Capital Raceway and the grudge industry, as far as I'm concerned. Because we need not only the driver to protect himself, but we also need to make sure that some of the people around these drivers are not looking for their 3 minutes of fame by saying things that they don't have any proof on. And if you have proof on it, then I suggest you bring it forward so we can not only take care of the people in the track that might be involved in something like that or the people that's with you. But I wanted to note something else as well. Once we give the guys of these cars their tickets at that booth and they're handed to them in their car, we have no more control of that time ticket from that point on. So whether you put it in your trailer, whether you put it in your car, whether you put it in your toolbox, whether you put it in your motorhome, at that point, it's on you to protect your time. And if your time gets out there like that, it's kind of unfair to throw names and to throw, no matter whose track is involved here, you know, whether it be Capital, whether it be Royce, the Creek, whether it be Virginia, whoever is involved here, it is not fair to throw these tracks under the bus when these tracks can only do so much to protect the times of these cars. And it's in our best interest to do this. So there's another reason for us to stand firmly and have a consequence to our people as well as to our spectators that come with these drivers. You know, we can only take it so far. I've narrowed this one down here to three people involved, and I have to have them three people. My headset is on at all times. No one else is involved in the no time in this track other than the bare necessity of the ticket booth, the girl in the tower, and Mr. Tolson. That's it at Capital Raceway. I wanted to take a couple minutes. I appreciate it. I didn't want to...
Well, let me give you a hell yeah. Yeah. All right, man, we got you. That's cool.
All right. Sounds good. I just wanted to make sure, man. We're going to do what we can to... We like it. It's a lot of fun. And
good track, man. Good track.
We want to keep it going. So, and so all you guys come here and have your racing. And you know yourself, if we don't hide some of this stuff, we're not going to be able to do this. And you're not going to get any races. And for the people that's...
I hope there's a lot of money out there on these races. So.
Well, that's another thing. It's not only... You know, it's not fair to you guys that build these cars, spend all your money in these cars, and then bring it out here, and something like that happened, and with a week or two, that car's no more good. We must do this as a unit. We must do this. If this is what we, you know, we all love doing this. It's a lot of fun to it. We have a good time. Hey, man, it's great, you know. But there's one thing that we all must do. And from the tracks to the people, to the drivers and all, we got to keep his time underwater, you know, where they cannot be revealed. So I say something to all the drivers out there that are in these cars. Don't be so sure when you lay that ticket down. Don't be so sure of who you give that ticket to. It's called 3 minutes of fame. We must protect ourselves, and you guys must help us protect the tracks from being thrown under the bus with this stuff. So, if anybody's got any questions, I ain't here to answer them, but I'll do the best I can.
Well, first off,
man, I got a question.
Go ahead.
You're the manager of the track up there, Mo.
Yeah, Cabo Raceway.
Do you, when it comes to the people in your ticket booth, do you change people all the time, or do you keep the same person all the time?
We have had the same girl in that booth throughout the year here because of, you know, you don't want to keep doing that because the way the system is down there, we get two printouts every time. One printout goes to the trash can. The other printout gets cut in half.
That's the reason I asked.
One half of that ticket to one driver, one half to the other one, and also we cut off the margin of victories from them. We're dissecting them tickets down there right now.
Right. Now, the reason I asked is because I was at a track this past Saturday, and I had no time on my car. And when I got the ticket, when I came to the ticket booth, not realizing when the guy handed me the ticket, he handed me it's two different tickets. You get a white ticket and a yellow ticket. If you win, you get a white ticket. If you lose, you get a yellow ticket. Okay, on that ticket, even though I had no time on my car, I got the other man's time, and the other man my time also on the ticket. I don't
what
know.
What track was this?
Huh?
What track were you at where you got this?
I would rather not call that track, but.
Okay, I'm good with that. I'm sorry. I didn't want to go there. Okay, it's fine.
It was a Virginia track, and I don't know if it's the same person that's always in the ticket booth and knows to turn them tickets in half, or. Or the person that they used for that day and didn't realize that they needed to turn them no-time tickets in half.
Yeah. Well, I can say this for our track here. You know, on the Test and Tune night, I'm right here in the middle. You can ask just about any of the racers that come here. You know, I take this very serious because it is serious. I come out in the middle of this thing. When the Test and Tune comes out, I'm okay with that, just taking its course. I'll do some other things. But when that No Time comes out, I stop everything I'm doing, and I come to the top of these lanes, and I find out who, what, when, and how. And all the guys that are having these races here, they know, you ask any of them who they come to tell their race to. And at that time, I then radio the tower and tell them the race. I tell them clean down to 8 mile, No Time, of course, cover monitors, no auto start, ET booth, No Time coming at you. That's every race because it's that important. We have one ticket here. Two of them get printed because you have two lanes. But in them, when we have No Times, one ticket is kept right inside that booth, which goes to the trash can. The other one gets dissected, cut in half, and is you know, spurted to both drivers. And, you know, that's the way I want to be on top of this, because it's very important to be on this. Like I said before, all you guys spend a lot of money in these cars, you know? So, and there's things that I allow. I let go. For instance, you know, when you say No Time and you come through over there in tech, you know, a lot of these cars will not search for what they run. But you have to watch that too. Because if you go busting their balls on the certification of the car, it also alarms someone else the speed of that car by some of the things that car is being certed for. So, you know, it's a very fine line with that stuff. So who you call in, safety is priority one here, though. And I will not let you go down the track in any way, shape, or form when I find it. But that is something that can only be done through me, because I do not want the people through this track, or the people, you know, starting line people, or that kind of deal. If I see that car where I think that car is running, I will go look, and I will see what kind of cage is in it, what kind of deal is there. And if there's something that I don't like, I'm just, you know, this year's going to be something that's going to be taking place here, and I've been doing it a little bit here and there, that I will go to these drivers and let them know that No Time is one thing, but No Safety is something totally different. And we must have that. So we have to be real careful. I have to be real careful in the way I produce to you guys about the ETs of your cars. You know, because, you know, some of them out there right now, hey, they don't have cages. They don't have all kinds of stuff. But we'll slow play and get that stuff right, you know. But up on this end, that's exactly the way we're doing it as far as the cutting the time tickets and so forth. And, you know, because, you know, I've only been in this thing for a year now. But with the help of everybody, we've gone a long ways here. We brought it around a lot in the year that we've been doing this from an overall standpoint. And I want to say something else to all out there. I appreciate all the help from all of you that come here and support it and help us, you know, make this a better place to come to race, and a place where you come and be treated fair and not be ripped off in any way, and give you exactly what you pay for. You know, so anybody else got anything? I'll be more than glad to try to help anybody I can at this time.
Yes, sir.
Well,
I do.
Let me go ahead and say one thing. This is JB with the talk show. The first thing I gotta say is, man, I respect the fact that you came on here and you stated exactly what
how you felt, and you stated exactly how you run things at that track. Because the thing is, I've seen at some tracks when people, I know there's other tracks that have this thing going on where somebody say this, somebody say that. It's almost like the manager, the owner, will just let it wash up under the rug, won't say nothing, and won't back his track up. But the reason I respect you is because you took your time out tonight. You probably got a family. You probably got stuff to do. But you took your time out and came and stated just exactly what you wanted and exactly how you run your track, and you stated everything that how it goes. See, that's the thing. I mean, I respect you for coming on here tonight and giving people the insight on how things go, because I think people, you know, some people just, you know, will run it in the ground or say this or say that. But the thing is,
yeah,
I mean, I just respect you for coming on here, telling exactly how it goes, and letting people know that you're here for them. So if people do got a problem, they can come to you rather than bash your track, because that's not how things are supposed to go. And we're all men. I mean, grudge racing is a group of men. So if somebody got something to say to you, or somebody feels some kind of way, then the first place it should have came to was you.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying
that's
is,
all
I mean,
good.
Yeah,
yeah, like
what
you said to him, I got something to say.
What?
I just want to say, it's about time you got your ass on there and defended your racetrack. JV, don't be nice about it. God damn, I've been fighting all week. You didn't give me goddamn gray hair.
Hey, man, I don't even like you, man.
I don't care. I don't sleep with you.
Who are you?
You ain't got the right kind of underwear. How y'all doing tonight?
Man, we doing good, man. You know, the thing is, man, I'm getting, like I said, I mean, people are really asking. Like, I had a guy from South Carolina. I'm going to probably lock this race in tonight. But he called me. He's like, man, I've never been to Capitol. And I'm going to be honest with all y'all on here. I might promote and do all this. I've never been to Capitol. So this is going to be my first time at 26. And he's like, man, I heard, you know, it's all right, man. My friend came to King of the Hill Hill last year or this year. He loved it. And I was like, man, hey, I'm hearing good things too. He like, man, I think I'm going to get there at like 10. And he was just wearing, he was like, the only thing he wanted to ask me, and I don't know, see, I'm new to this too. He said, how far, like, will he need a tow vehicle, or will he basically be able to park somewhere close to his car? Because, like, he has no alternator or anything on the car. It's a grudge car. Straight up, no alternator.
He's going to need a tow vehicle. He's going to need a tow vehicle for the 26.
Okay,
It's
going to
be that crowded.
All right, well,
that's... This is Wicked Bird. This is King Wicked Bird.
There ain't nobody going to be in a damn bird race.
Yeah, whatever. They ain't going nowhere else but there. That's all they know is the 26. They ain't even thinking about Halloween.
True that.
He better stop it.
You know.
Yeah, it all depends on something like every day. It all depends on, you know, he's far away from there. It really depends on when he gets here, you know. There's a big thing for that one. If he gets in here late, he will need it. If he gets in here earlier, you know, then, you know, he'll you know, it's probably best just to make sure.
Hey, Jimmy.
You know
Jimmy,
what?
You and Wicked Bird on here. Hey, Bradshaw, you and Wicked Bird.
What?
Maybe y'all can open the gates up earlier that day.
No, you know what? This show that they just brought that up, I like that. I think we might just get a golf cart just for the guys that need to get towed up. Because a lot of guys not going to be able to park up front, you know, and the guys that come late, the guys that have those alternators, that don't have an alternator, because I've been in that situation, we're going to get them that courtesy tow up to the truck. Ain't going to be no problem with that. I'm going to make sure that happens.
I got a golf cart I put in there, too, somebody needs towed.
Yeah, you know, that way, I mean, because at the end of the day, I want everybody to get a race. Like I said, we having a help desk. There's not going to be no reason for nobody to say they came up on top of that hill and couldn't get a race. Because like I said, if you ain't go to the help desk, that means you didn't want to get help.
Dude.
That means you want to just spectate and be a part of just being there and not race. But
hey, who's running the help desk?
Oh, we got James volunteered so far.
Yeah, you know, I definitely don't mind working the help desk, you know, like, because I understand what Wicked Bird is saying, because there is no reason for somebody to come, say if somebody travel 5-6 hours and say, man, I came to Wicked Bird show and I couldn't get a race. There is no reason for you to even have that kind of excuse,
right,
if he's putting that type of stuff in order.
Hey, Jay, let me correct you on that. It's not Wicked Bird. It's Metro Area Grudge along with Long Island Joe and the DMV guy. It's not me. I know you didn't mean it that way, but just to let everybody know, because it's like Monster know, it takes more than just me. I tried to organize to get it started, but it's not about me. It's about everybody I want to come out, and we all want to come out. That's all.
Because I can't wait for Rick to get his shit together so we can kick your ass. You my dog,
like you
but
said,
I'm going to make sure
like,
you get your ass.
Hold on, Monster. Let me chime in on this real quick. Because you motherfucking right. That's me,
you
got
this. You finally came out, man. Oh my God!
I knew I was gonna get some shit started tonight.
But let me start off. Let me start off with this. Now you have been missing the action from this action for quite some time. So I want to personally thank you because you called into the show. Now I've been hearing that you've been calling in quite regularly. Now that I'm not doing the show. But
no,
I still appreciate the fact that you know where the fuck you from and you know what you gotta do. So you call into the damn show. So whether I run it or not, you still calling in. So I wanna thank you myself personally for calling in. You know what I mean? You've been welcome, you know, anytime to come on here and say what you gotta say. You know, it's not because y'all got a show, you know, come on here weekly. You know what I mean? Everything we do on Facebook, that's what this is for. All we do on Facebook all week long.
They listen.
Hey, that's been the biggest problem. But I just wanted to, you know, chime in real quick because I heard you talking that you ain't been on here. So I wanted to thank you for calling in. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Rick.
I'm going on back in my mission to do what I do.
Yeah, that's hey, but I want to thank you for giving me that race back. I mean, it took a while, but I appreciate it. The wait was worth the wait.
Yeah, but your ass going to be in trouble if we get straight. You're going to worth the wait my ass. So I just want to make sure we clear. Yeah, Western Union, your ass. You hear me?
Clear.
I don't want to hear that shit.
With that being said, now I understand that you're supposed to have a couple races locked in, some off-the-trail races and such. Is that correct?
Yeah, I got Don Ye locked in for off the trailer, quarter mile.
Who's that? Don who?
Don Ye. I got Don Ye locked in for off the trailer, quarter mile.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to say anything yet because I ain't pieced my shit back together yet. I thought on it Monday. But as soon as we get back together,
I'm going to be on here.
I'll make a comment to all of y'all.
You hear me?
Say,
I don't
want
to hear that
you,
shit. You got my money.
God damn it. I got 2 weeks in a row, don't I?
Damn right. And a hamburger. I still owe you 6 goddamn hamburgers, too. I ain't happy about this shit either.
Hey, Monster.
Huh?
Monster.
Yep.
Can you hear me? This is Donald.
Hey, what's up, man? I called you earlier.
Yeah, I changed jobs, so I don't have that phone anymore. Remember, I told you about that.
Oh, yeah. Call me tomorrow then.
I will. Hey, 26, are you going to get some of your money back? Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. I'm betting with you against Long Island Joe. Is he on?
Yeah.
Joe pissed me off last week. Joe's ass is in the same bucket as Wicked Bird. I'm bringing a couple heavy artillery unknown cars, a small block car, just in case Wicked Bird get out of hand or Joe. Either one of them.
I hear that.
Well, I like that hell yeah car, but goddamn, he been counting a lot of money here lately. Goddamn it!
Yeah, I just got off the phone.
Hey, that's what we're supposed to do, man. That's what we have.
Come and get
some. How you doing, bro?
Come and get some.
Hey, hell yeah! All
right, man. How you doing?
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Monster, I like hundreds. Hello.
I bet you do. Goddamn it!
Hell yeah! Have my hundreds ready. That's all.
You've been a biker lately. But I need to get back on Wicked Bird. If Rick's straight, can you work out something with us?
Yeah, you know, the 26 is my last race for the year before the car gets put up. I'm going to run everybody. I'm going to have plenty of gas. I'm going to run as much as I can. But I got those two races to end the year.
I'll be there helping with the rest for Bradshaw that day. But I damn sure take your spot so we can whoop your ass. You hear me?
Okay, well that's cool. I got Donnie first, then I got Nephew Pete. Then after that, the door is open for anybody else. Them the first two on my menu. Then the first two.
Make sure you sign all that in at the help table, too, okay?
I'm going to be the first
sign
one
all that
my
shit in because it sounds like you don't burn the day up by yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be the first one to put the tech card in for the help desk. I'm going to make sure
that. What's the deal with Donnie? So Donnie locked in. I saw y'all. I knew about it, but I couldn't tell. I got threatened that I get killed. Yeah, that's going to be a big one. He going against Ricky Fox and them?
He got Ricky Fox after me.
Oh, man.
Hey guys. Let me say something else real quick here. Then I'm going to hop off and just listen for a little while to the show. I want to thank all you guys for coming out here and, you know, supporting the Capitol and the things we do here. But I also want to let you know that we will do everything we can, like I said earlier, to make this place safe and keep the numbers to ourselves. But I need help with all that, all you guys as well. So I want you guys to be safe wherever you are. Be safe with it. You know, God bless all you guys. And, you know, like I said, if you get down this way, you'll see me right up in the front protecting you, like I say. So I appreciate it. But one other thing I will let all of you know. I won't be kicked because I'll come back on here and we'll get it straight.
You won't be kicked? What's that mean?
That means I ain't going to be laying down listening to people talk about Catalytic numbers and all that. I ain't going to hear that shit. All right? keep it clean. We keep it straight. We're good to go.
Well, can I get a hell yeah before you get off air?
Hell yeah.
Look, man, there's one other thing. Look, you got to understand something else. If you notice, whenever I'm in the middle of it, I'm in the middle of it because you don't stand in either lane. Not where I'm at anyway. Stand in the center because I'm the both of you.
Well, I'm on the hell yeah side.
Well, that's fine with you guys. I'm right in the middle wishing both of you. But we have to have a winner or loser. We all know that.
That's right.
You know, guys,
This is Donald with that nose, but I'm on the hell yeah side.
Big money.
You got it.
But anyway, I just want to say that I want someone here. Thanks a lot for you guys listening to my bull crap. But, I'll be seeing most of you guys around, I'm sure. And I can't wait for the 26th to take place.
Yeah.
So, from here, you guys got any problems at all coming down this way, come see me. It matters to me. Thanks a lot for having me out, guys.
Appreciate it.
Jimmy, thank you.
All right,
Mr. Bradshaw.
Have a good evening.
Bye-bye. All right, GB.
Monster.
Yeah,
Wicked
Bird.
No, that wasn't me.
That's Joe. Y'all going to be saying hell no. Now I ain't be saying hell yeah. Y'all going to be saying hell no when we leave. Say
hell
no.
I don't want to talk to him.
Hell no. What happened?
Come on.
Like that, Joe. Uh-oh, here he comes.
That's
hey,
what
Joe.
You're saying.
Hey, Joe.
Huh? It's Donald. Hey, man. What's going on? Hey, I want to make sure I'm going to make sure I put some gas in my car so I don't run out like it did last week when I raced. Some more gas.
Lord.
Hey, Joe.
Hey,
Joe.
Donald.
Hey, Joe. Joe, let me fix something real quick. I got to go. We need to get this thing straight about the gap on you. The store is closed called the Gap, but I want to make sure we clear. There are people in D.C. taking Donald for the Gap. Is that true?
That's what they're saying.
They said, y'all, that's getting old. They a little worried. Donald might put the wop-wop on you.
Just tell me something. What happened? Do I get paid double of... My son just had asked me about that. Do we get paid double if we gap him?
Yeah. I think so.
Look, it's just a trunk. I went to the No, I'm just asking you. What would happen with that?
Bradshaw told me I got to stand in the middle when I'm up here on the 26th, but Dad, I ain't standing on Donald's side when he pull on you and when he pull on that damn Wicked Bird. I'm just letting y'all know. He can fire my ass because I'm going to be right on one side when it's that time.
We're going to have Mr. T playing the Gap Band while they're going down the track.
I just don't want to hear that crowd over there say, hell no. Hell no. Let me hear that coming through the crowd now. Hey, I'm just saying, like I said, I just want to put some more gas in my shit because last week my shit almost ran out of gas. People heard it going down there.
We're going to get some hell no flags out there.
Yeah, I might give me a shirt to hell no.
Wait, now I got
a little Mustang. I want to bring out there. I want to run, and I got a Mustang on
the
front block.
I gotta go, fellas. Have a good night. I'll talk to y'all, baby.
You better run. You talking about you had a small block? You talking all that junk? You better go. I got a couple cars. I'm looking to run. I even got a brand new. Well, it's kind of new Camaro too. I want to run with, like about a 2004, and I'm looking to run that also with on juice, street tires, the whole bit. A few cars we got coming. But I got the Mustang. Oh, I got a Buick Regal stock suspension. Big block conventional head on nitrous. I want to run that also. Hey, Joe. If you got something, let's go. Hey, Joe. Uh-huh? What do you got conventional head for my dad's car? That Silver Nova. Now, are you running juice or motor, though? Motor. Big block conventional head. Big block conventional head. Back
one
head.
Carburetor.
One big guy, one carburetor.
Hey, Donald.
Yeah.
Hey, Donald.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. Hey, you said your pop's car is big block conventional head.
Yes.
Well, you know, I don't know, but I know Popeye is coming, and that is big block, stock block, all motor.
Well, is he the one that's supposed to run still? Who's supposed to run Stu?
No, he's not supposed to run Stu.
Well, we waiting for the okay from Popeye now. I'm going to run Popeye with the small block. He's going to give me a clear to the 8th mile. Well,
oh,
hey, no, not my car. I got a little Mustang that we're doing. Oh.
But Donald, your dad car, we could get him, but, you know, Popeye got like a step. He got to run for at least 2,000, he said.
Oh, that falls in our alley.
Yeah, because he's coming up from South Carolina, so he won at least 2,000.
Well, we got 2,500. We waiting.
I know we waiting on him.
We got 2,500. We'll try.
I know, but we waiting on him to get back on that because y'all was asking for something. That was all. But we waiting on Popeye.
But we gonna run with a small block.
Okay, but I can't talk for Popeye. All I can tell you is when we talk with him down at South Carolina, he needs a minimum $2,000 race. And you know he on motor. So y'all was asking for something. So we have to let him tell you if he's willing to give y'all that. Y'all in the price range that he wants. But far as, you know, him giving y'all something, is I can't answer that for you.
I wouldn't think it would be a whole bunch to be saying that we run a small block on 10 tires against a big block.
Well, I can't talk for
and
him.
And only
so
back
I,
tires. I think that's a good race.
Yeah, I mean, but him giving you the back tire?
Just the back tire, that's all we're going to try.
Yeah, I think that's a good race, too. But, I mean, it ain't my car, I can't talk for him. But we got 22 more days, at least 20-something days. We're going to get him in because he wants to come up. That's why we went down there. He's going to come up. But, Donald, if your dad is willing, he might come down on some on the money. But I think, you know, being though it's a motor to motor, he'll take that race, even though your dad on Willie Boss, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and he stopped suspension. But, I mean, all I could do is pass it along and let him know. Because I'm trying to get him to come in, too.
The thing is, irregardless, we'll be down there with that car. So one way or other, after I run Joe and then whatever happens, and I'll race all day long, too. But if we got to go over to the help desk to try to get something for my dad, we will.
What do you mean? Nah, everybody, matter of fact, I should make, when you come through that gate, everybody going to get an index card. So you can sign it up, and I'm going to have my son or somebody come to y'all trailer and ask for your card, and then we're going to have it at the help desk. And then way we're going to call y'all out, you know, far as on the loudspeaker or whatever, when we got somebody that's close to how y'all sitting or whatever,
and then let y'all communicate. And when y'all get it together, then y'all come and see us, fellas. Y'all ready to run, and we get in the lanes and get it on, you know. But that's what we're going to give y'all. Just like a tech car, you're going to get an index card. It's going to have help desks on it.
Oh,
fill
okay.
it out and bring it on over to the help desk. You
well,
know?
Hey, hey, Wickedbird.
Yeah, I got something I need to say.
Who's who do they have that's running Stewbug?
Okay. That's running who?
Who's running Stu with the blue Camaro?
Oh, don't worry about that, Donald. We got somebody there. We got somebody for that. Don't worry about Stu. Got a that deal. We're trying to work on another deal, guy coming out of Harrisburg.
Oh, okay.
Know?
I was just curious.
So,
I was curious.
Well, I'm out of Harrisburg. I know that.
Because I talked to him today, and I didn't know, and I didn't, I don't think he knew who he was racing.
Nah,
now, Stu, me and him went to a funeral for a friend of ours. His mom passed away, and we were just talking about it. And
yeah,
you know,
we got him running somebody. But
wasn't Stu supposed
guy.
To run that that Camaro, the conventional head with one four barrel?
Right, yeah, but that guy trying to get us to lock in on 2500, and we have never seen the car. You know what I mean? He sent us a chassis car, so we're gonna get that one together. So it's just the guy said he's coming. And he's friend of the what's his name? He's friend of the Godfathers. So they all coming down together.
But if they and, but if they already said their chassis car is basically you know he's there now. I mean they didn't just say his back ass, so you already got a charging for his chassis, right?
Yeah, but the thing is was the money wise, we told him we could run for at least $1,000 out in the blue, in the blind, because he's just saying he got a conventional head one carburetor, but it's a chassis car. I mean, it could be a Rick Jones chassis car, you know, and have all kind of, you know, low-profile heads on this floor. I mean, we Stu car is legit a back half all-steel car, you know.
Yep.
So,
wind up windows,
thing.
Everything.
Right, all of that. So our thing is
but
we have a problem with running.
But a conventional head?
It's a big chief. You
oh,
know,
okay.
But the thing is that we don't have a problem with running them, just not locking in for no $2,500. $1,000, you got to race. We take that blind. We take it in the blind. So the guy trying to figure out whether, you know, that's all. There's too many games with that, you know. And he don't know what's going on him. We're going to give him a guaranteed 1,000 lock.
Yeah, I want to put something out there.
Yeah, who's that? Bob.
Hey, so, yeah.
What's up?
Oh, hey, what's up?
What you got?
On the 26th, I'm gonna come down there and the Hell Yeah crew is gonna run with the Metro Area Grudge for the day. Okay,
oh,
we're gonna run with them, and Wicked Bird's gonna help me out and get me set up a little bit and stuff. And but after that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want to run with no Metro Area Grudge cars. You know, we can do our thing on our own time. But on the 26th, there's a bunch of out-of-towners coming. You know what I'm saying? And I want to get some of that action. And I'm going to be in with
shit.
The help center. You know what I'm saying?
Can you tell me how you said hell yeah? That's I just never did see the car.
Tell them hell yeah.
All right.
Can you tell me how big your tie is? I mean, you know. How the car sits? Is it chassis, back half, or?
Just back half car. It's a factory original car with a back half.
Okay, so it's a big
all
tire.
Steel. All steel, 1432.
Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Small block, 280Z, 77 280Z, small block, one car.
Small
right.
block, on gas, yeah.
It's on gas, though.
On gas. Go straight
on
to
gas.
Your ass.
And don't buy it. Come
like
with you.
I'm gonna run with them boys for the day.
Hold on
and,
now. Did you want to say something smart with me? I'm gonna tell you right now. If we take that gas off, we bring it back.
No, we ain't taking no gas off. The gas is on there for a reason.
we don't put our cars on drugs. We ain't
gonna
bring it back with Joe. I got a little Mustang.
Hey,
break it back.
Hey, fellas, who? It's a lot of disrespectful people on the show. You got people talking and people with background noise going on. If you're not talking, can y'all mute your phones? Because it's kind of hard to hear conversation when other people are carrying on private conversations in the background. So if you're not talking, please mute your phone.
Right.
Now we had to. Yeah. We would definitely have to try him.
All right. Well, like I said, you know, Wicked Bird is going to help me get set up with some races because, you know, we're new to the track, and we just want to, you know, get in the middle of all the other action that's going on in Metro Area Grudge. And I know Kenny wants a re-race and, you know, a rerun and stuff like that, you know, but he had his shot at the title the way he wanted to run the race, and I did it.
Oh, man.
And so I'm going to have to, he's gonna have to sit on that little while. I got other fish to fry, as you want to say out there, you know what I'm saying? And,
hell yeah. Hell,
you know,
yeah.
He's going to have to wait just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I gave him his shot, so I'm going to just go on and see if I can't hold on to the title for a while, you know what I mean?
There,
and,
you have that kicking on a small block. You just took on my last, bud.
Hey, small block one kid, man, whatever, I'm good.
Hell yeah, running through the quarter of
everybody else. It's all good, though. It's all good.
Dude, hell right. Yeah, running
well,
through
we
the quarter.
We're going to be there. We're going to be there, man, you know.
Oh, so
my
what,
car
will be
sitting right outside the trailer.
You don't think I'm going to be there?
I hope you are.
Whoa. I will be there. I will be there.
Hell yeah.
We'll be there.
Hey, Kenny, do you need an index
and
call
who is
for
this?
Hey,
this is G-Money. Hell yeah.
Do I need an index call for what?
G-Money.
Yeah, this is G-Money, man. What happened the other night at Capitol, bro?
Ain't nothing happened.
Yeah, I know
it
didn't happen. I came
was.
All the way up there, and y'all start begging for the kick. What's up with that?
No, we mean begging. We mean begging. You got a big block. You got a big block on spray. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just a little guy. I got a little motor. And if anybody was scared, it was you. You wouldn't give me nothing.
I ain't gonna get no man. You 1,900 pounds, 2,000 pounds.
Oh, come on, man. 1,900 pounds, I'll give you my car. You can have my car right now if it's 1,900 pounds. I'll bring it and drop it off to you.
Hey, as fast as the car is, from what I've seen,
man,
I can't
that's
give
just
you.
Because
you know, you
my
got wheelie bars,
tight.
You got wheelie bars, big-ass tires, and big hits of nitrous. I can't give you nothing, head up or nothing, bro.
Come on, man. The Man of Steel?
I was there, bro, and I'll be there again.
The Man of Steel.
You said you want some action on
the
26. You got action, baby. Hey, you running all them other guys and whatnot there and circling all around me.
I ran what came to me. I'm a newcomer to the track. They come to me. I just said I was looking for some action. I put it on them. What's wrong with that? Is that not what I was supposed to do?
You did exactly what you're supposed to do. But
all right, well, me and you are going to get some. It's not going to be the 2016 money, but me and you are going to get it. And I think I'll bust your ass head up, really. But I want to try you with the kick. I deserve
Woo!
It. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a little motor. Really, I've seen you.
Well, knock him out.
You got a little car, man. I'm 3,200 pounds.
Why don't you kick
little
me?
Car. It's still almost 3,000-pound car.
I'm
hell
all
yeah.
Steel. I can roll the windows up and everything.
Right. So do
man,
I, dude.
I'm 3,200 pounds.
All glass in my car. I'm 2,800 pounds. 2,800 pounds, all the glass in it except the Lexan in the front. Stock,
yeah.
Struts in the front, everything.
Yeah, I ain't even got that,
all
man. I'm 3,200 pounds.
Okay, you got a couple hundred pounds, man, but you got what, 200 inches on me? You got 250 inches on me?
Nothing, bro. I'll tell you what.
Me and you are going to kick it. I'll tell you what you do.
You take the wheelie bars off, and I kick you.
I take the wheelie bars off, and you kick me.
You got it.
Take the wheelie bars off,
and you got the kick.
Man, I'm not going to do that. I'm not taking my bars off. Why do I want to hurt my car? Just to bust your ass. I mean,
hey,
tell me something about 300 foot.
I've been 300 foot with no bars on. I'm not going to do it in the middle of a race.
Hey, well, it is what it is, bro. Scared I am.
Well, hey, you know what I mean? I asked you for the kick. All you had to do was try. You know, if you got your ass busted, we'll come back and run head up. Then you can try to get your, you know, get whatever you got then, you know. I still think I'm going to bust your ass head up, but I'm going to try you with the kick first. I mean, hell, it's just a little car, man. Little motor. You know,
yeah, I got a little motor too, man.
Man, come on.
A little motor and a heavy car.
Yeah, and my fucking car is white, too.
Yeah, and you make the race right, you can get a race. I ain't kicking you, man. I see what you did.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to have to get the big dog races. I already know. because, you know what I mean, I'm ruffling a bunch of feathers, ain't nobody wants to give nothing, and, you know, I'm a small block of 1K, I'm almost 3,000 pounds. The car looks small, yeah, but it's fucking mighty.
Ain't nobody giving me nothing. I ain't giving nobody nothing.
Yeah, no, because it all comes down to being scared, man, because you know if I get out on you, it's all over.
Well, hey, I'm not trying to give a race away. I ain't got no money like that. I'm G money.
Well, you
I
must feel the same way. You must feel the same way if you ain't wanting to try it. I mean, we'd go quarter mile. I'm good with that.
Yeah,
whoa,
quarter
mile, man.
We definitely going to quarter mile, but I can't kick.
Well, okay, give me the kick in the quarter mile, and I'll still bust your ass.
Well, hey, let's make it happen. Head up. You got a race.
Well, we'll talk about it. It's not going to happen in 26. Like I said, Metro Area Grudge, we're going to bump heads. It ain't no problem. Let me put a tune-up on the car. I need to put a tune-up on the car. I'm running on 7 spark plugs.
Damn.
Me too.
Let me
put
the
8
early
in there.
Kenny,
I'm gonna have
Kenny, you hear that, Kenny? 7 spark plugs, Kenny.
Hey, hell yeah, talking shit. Why don't you beat me? You beat me. Now, why don't you beat me?
Wicked Bird, you there?
Yeah.
Is Wicked Bird still there?
Hey, Wicked Bird. Wicked Bird.
We're gonna hook up.
You're on your team now. He would
do
it. He'd be winning the first race, so he should kick me in there. He got big tile winner ball. Kick me.
No. Well, you gotta talk to hell yeah. I can't
kick me on the 26.
He haven't signed his paperwork yet. He's still little
I don't want to hear that shit. He beat me in the first race. I ain't crying about it. He beat me. Kick me on the 26. Right off the fucking trailer.
God.
And then I run other boy. The one talk all the shit.
You talking about Bush. I tell you hell yeah. I'm back you and you give him the back tie to the quarter.
I don't want no damn back tie. I want a move.
Well, you're going to have to take the move like he took it from you then.
I want to move to the eighth mile. I want to move.
and who wants to move?
Kenny, the one you drug.
Oh, I didn't say that. You said that, but all right.
Kenny, I'm messing with you, Kenny.
I don't care. It's all good, man. That don't bother me. I'm out racing another day. I don't care about that. Somebody got to win.
I ain't messing with you, Wicked Bird. Stu's on your camp also?
But Wicked Bird.
Wicked Bird, is Stu on your camp?
You going to get your ass drugged, too.
Probably won't be this year, though.
It's going to be on
Bird.
26.
Yeah.
It's going to be on 26.
Okay.
Wicked Bird, can we lock it up then?
Can you lock it up what now?
I'm going to lock it up for that car, the chassis car for the $1,000. Five on a $1,000.
What chassis car? Wait a minute. Which one? You losing?
Against Stu. He out of your camp, right?
Out of my camp, right.
I'm going to lock five on a $1,000.
On which car? I know you're talking about Stu car, but which car?
The conventional head versus Stu. They talked right about it. I'm going to lock it in.
Okay, they was both on motor now.
Yeah, they both on motor. It don't matter. Conventional head. We're going to run a conventional head, low deck, 1-4 barrel.
Right. That was a chassis car.
Yep. Against Stu's car.
Okay, that's fine. That's what we talked about.
Is a lock five on a $1,000?
That's a lock.
All right.
That's
a race.
Lock.
That's a
okay.
bet. We'll be in the lanes by what? 4 o'clock?
I guess we're dealing with that when we get there, so that way we can get everybody in, you know.
We don't want to be too late like dark. We ain't going to really get, you know.
No, it ain't going to be dark because we're going to get all the guys that's in the show. We're going to get all of them at the same time, around about that time. So we're going to lock all of them in around about that time.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to work on that about that time. I want, you know, at least when there's still some sun out there, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we'd rather have. Now, you got Hell Yeah on your camp, too, right?
Yes, sir. Hell Yeah, it is.
Okay, now, listen. I know you was just asking G-Money to give you something. So
hey, is G-Money on here yet?
Huh?
G-Money on here yet?
Yeah, G-Money ain't gone nowhere.
All right. Look, man. Hey, I got all the respect in the world. It's your track. You know what I mean? I'm rolling in there. No disrespect to you or anything like that. You know what I mean? I'm doing what I'm doing, but that's what I do. You know what I mean? And
right.
You know, I've been there. I've been doing this shit a long time. You know, you got your car's running, big block. You know, I don't know if you got 1-2 kids on it, but realistically, that's a good race. Giving me the bump, you know what I mean? Giving me the move, you know what I mean? If something happens, you know, we come back and do it your way. You know what I mean?
Hmm. Well, what would you give my little small block motor to your juice?
Motors?
Yeah.
Your motor to my juice?
Yeah.
I'd probably do the move. Is it a door slammer or is it a chassis car?
No, a little Mustang that I run with, really bar on it, 10-inch tire, 1-4 barrel.
Is it automatic or post-tay?
Automatic.
All right.
Is it the Bud Light Coupe?
Nope.
No, he says 10-inch tire, Bud Light Coupe, nah. That's the car you told me about, right?
What car does it make? What car do?
Well, we'll probably do something. You know, I'd probably get a motor car to move. You know what I mean?
And small tire and everything.
What's that?
Small tire, you name it.
All right, quarter mile?
We'll do.
Come on, Joe, we'll go
quarter mile.
There you go. Get it out.
We'll go quarter mile.
You know what I mean? I mean, I should be able to give you the move. You know, I'll leave on you.
All right, I'm going to talk to him tomorrow. Well, either tonight or tomorrow. I'm going to call you in the morning, Wicked Bird.
Okay. You know what I mean? My spray to yours. You know what I mean? You're using one kit or two? You're outgunned a little bit.
You're going to use one kit?
I got one kit on it, man. I mean, I'm not going to show it to everybody, but I'll show it to somebody that matters. I think Wicked Bird could take a look at it, and he'll back me.
Right. I'd do that.
All right, if it's only one kit, then we'll probably do it. I got one kid, man. I ain't bullshitting. Mm-hmm. No problem. Like I said, no disrespect
to G Money, man. I mean, I think you're just rocking, man. But you know, I'd really like to try you with you. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah! You ain't got back down to him. You're on my team. You got back down to him.
Hey Joe. Yeah. Joe, it's Donald. Hey, what's up, Donald? Hey, what car is this against Stu again, so I can tell him?
Hey, Donald, Carlos already talked to Stu about the car. Stu already know about the car.
They already talked to him already. All I'm talking
about. Yeah, he already talked to him, Donald. We know about the car.
All right, so they locked in. They can do it.
Yeah, so Stu gave us K. Carlos permission to go ahead and lock in $500,000. Our only problem was the guy wanted to do more money. We told him no because we don't know the car, but we'll gamble on $1,000. So Stu agreed with that.
Okay.
All right. But you can get with Carlos. Get with Carlos, Donald.
I will.
Stu already talked with Carlos.
Okay.
Hey, Joe. My boy Kenny on here from the Shakedown Camp, and I heard you say something about conventional head at one stage.
You heard? I'm sorry. What'd you say now?
You said you're bringing a car on the 26th. That's a conventional head big block on one gun.
Yeah, I got a stock suspension Buick Regal G body,
and it's got a big block. Conventional head, one gun.
Yeah, he runs G-bodies. He ain't going to run no Mustang now.
Oh, he ain't going to run no... Oh, okay. But he's looking for a G-body.
Now, you guys... I know you guys got a conventional head... what is it? One stage, you said?
Yeah, we got a conventional head one stage Mustang.
Yeah, I got a Mustang, but I don't think it's one stage and it's conventional head. But I don't think it's one stage.
Okay.
That's why I got to find out about that. I can find out about that if he got one stage, but I don't think he got one stage.
But give me,
matter of fact, I'm going to get on my other phone. I'm going to call him up right now. We might be able to lock that in, too. That stock suspension?
Yeah, we stock suspended.
Okay, let me find out. What would you want to do with a small block? What would you give a small block?
Kenny's still on. Kenny's got a small block. Kenny's giving Joe shit, nothing.
He ain't never gonna run. That's Kenny. He take the juice off, we knock his head off too. We'll make his head shrivel. We'll shrink his head. He ain't gonna do nothing. Kenny ain't gonna bust a grape.
Ain't no grape to be bust.
Hell,
you
need all the food up.
You get that black mama up there and see how many grapes can be bust.
Yeah. Jim will be there, Kenny.
Jim will be there.
Joe, you bringing back Black Mamba, correct?
Nice look.
Black Mamba's going to come in there with the way it sits, nothing crazy. And you know how it was. Y'all lied about what you had, so that's a dead issue. Just like your man went and told me with the truck, he said next time when he comes, Black Mamba had the break. Now, I'll lock up Black Mamba right now if y'all say it again. But y'all forget to say that again. He told me that, and you can ask his man. You got to drive the car, the blue car. He said in front of Mamba. Now, if you want to say it right now, and we can say lock right now. You ain't got to say it no more.
Yeah.
Kenny, say lock.
Yeah, he's easy now.
Say that again. Hello?
Yeah. He said, Joe said he'll lock in our Black Mamba with the blue pickup if y'all give him the break like y'all said y'all would do the last time.
Ain't nobody giving him no break.
Your driver told him.
Ain't nobody giving him no break.
No problem. Ain't no problem there.
Him is not going to give him the break.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Have a
think Mustang.
Is that ready?
He on the other phone, James, trying to get them guys.
Hey, hell yeah. You out there?
I'm there, bro.
Yeah?
Hey man, it's Donald. Hey, I had to give you my new number.
All right. Can I get you a new number too, Donald?
You can get it. You can get it. Hey, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I also got them stickers.
All right, cool.
All right.
You got to keep that damn light on in the cut, don't you?
Hey,
can y'all shut their mics off? People with all that background noise?
I think that might be Joe talking
to
one of his boys.
And Kenny too, sound like
Kenny. Yeah, we're looking for all them Z cars to be there on the 26th, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I put a shout out on Facebook. Dal Green responded. He was the one that started that post.
Hey fellas. All right. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me, fellas?
Yeah.
Just down Mike Down, man, little young kid, man. I got 72 Nova, man. Small block, man. Stock suspension, man. Old radio top, man. I'm here, y'all talking about the Black Mamba.
Yeah,
Black Mamba gonna be there. What's going on?
Ain't too much, man. I go to Capitol a lot, man. I'm just saying, I feel as though last time I seen Black Mamba made a pass and they impressed me too much, man.
So what you're saying, I want a piece of the Black Mamba.
What you say?
You want a piece of the Black Mamba.
I'm just saying, I seen it and all that, all on the YouTube and all that. And they impressed me too much. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Y'all boys got any small cars, about to 275 cars to race, bring them on up October, man. I will be there.
What do you got, a Nova?
Who want to be saved today?
I say I got that 72 Nova.
You got a Chevy Blue Nova.
275 radio on the back of them. Small block. October at the big race, I will be up on the King of the Hill.
Is it all motor?
motor, spray, whatever.
Well, make sure you come to the help desk.
Motor, spray, whatever.
Okay, well, make sure you come to the help desk and get your index card filled out. Because, I mean, we don't know who you is, and that way we won't have to worry about trying to look for you. We'll have you on file.
Yes, sir.
And we can get you with whoever you're trying to get at, because we'll have your information.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
And ain't no problem. We're here to help.
I appreciate that.
And it's a small block. Let me know what the 75 on.
Small block.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
It sounded like somebody was inquiring about the Black Mamba truck.
Yeah. Who that? Long Island Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Long Island Joe. I've been hearing a lot about you too, man.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to have a few things out there. We're going to have a Mustang.
I just got this number tonight, but I've been hearing a lot about this radio station, man. And I've been hearing a lot about Long Island Joe. I've been hearing about a lot Long Island Joe and the Black Mama and all this. I go to Capitol House. This guy don't press me, man. You know what I mean?
That'd be hell yeah in here somewhere.
Press me, man.
Now, what you bring? So you bringing it on motor or juice, you said?
The motor or juice, man. Straight Carolina car, too, bro.
I tell you what,
I just hope they spray that track, man, because that track ain't too right either, man.
I don't know where you're getting all that from.
Track now, that track is on the money for me.
Yeah.
No, that track is hitting pretty good.
I
hope that day everybody be ready, because old small block coming on through there, man. I'm willing to make some money locking in and everything.
Hey, you running on motor? Would you run that thing on motor?
Huh?
Were you running on motor?
And guess what?
I'm pretty good on motor.
Well, were you running on motor?
Yeah, boy. You running on motor?
I got a small block Mustang run eighth mile, quarter mile, whatever you want to do.
Don't worry about that.
I can tell my people bring something like that up there too.
I'm more than pleased. Anybody, listen. I got a 10-inch tire. Small block Mustang, 1 4-barrel, gas manifold, no sheet metal, no nothing, and I'm looking to run.
Okay.
I don't care if we run a quarter, I don't care if we run an eighth, I just want to run.
Yes, sir.
Run, I want to do it.
I'm willing
to lock in.
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Anybody
with
that old dude named Big George, I'd like to get into you, man.
Well, all you got to do is lock in. If you can find Wicked Bird, I will lock you in.
What kind of head you got on that small block?
I will be there.
What
do you say?
What kind of head you got on that small block Nova?
Hey, F.R.
Is it all steel car? Or is it a
chassis? Yeah, damn right. I drive it on the street. What you mean? Street car, tank car.
I tell you what.
I got a 275 radio on the back of
it. I tell you
what. What are you doing tonight?
Yeah, what are you doing tonight?
Oh, man. Damn. I got work in the morning. I can't do nothing like that tonight. Got boys going down there tomorrow?
We can.
I'll be up there next month. This month. I'll be up there this month in that big race.
Well, look, this is what I got. I got a 72 Nova.
Yes, sir.
With a drag radial on it, with a small block all motor.
Yes, sir.
And I'm running Joe the 26. But if you want to run tomorrow night, I'll run you tomorrow night.
What color your car?
Blue.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I'm gonna make it up there on the big race.
Oh, okay.
I got a ride. That's a little ride for me, you know, come up there just for one night.
Well, that's
where are you from?
South Carolina.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah.
What's your name?
Dynamite Dye.
All right. We just need to know who to look for on the 26th.
I just got this number. My cousin just gave me this number tonight, and I've been hearing about y'all boys. And I've been seeing some YouTube clips and stuff like that, you know what I mean? I said I would like to come on up there. You know,
watch out for that Hell Yeah car, too, though.
So hey, it's,
yeah, I heard about that. Cause I got a lot of family in Maryland. They go up Catholic.
So, it's an all steel Nova with radials with a conventional 23 degree head on it.
I've been hearing about the hell yeah, cause
it still won't be out his own way.
Yeah, so I heard about something about the three. That what's that? That Dodson or some shit.
Good news travels fast.
Yeah, that
Just come get you some.
I've been hearing about that Dodson. I don't know about no Nova. Hell yeah, I've been hearing about that Dodson.
Right.
And that
right.
Nova ain't nothing to worry about. That Nova
right,
is junk.
Cool.
Right.
And then
yeah,
you go about that hell yeah.
Man, on the 26.
Yeah.
What's that?
But, no, I was listening to y'all boys. That's what y'all say. But, hey, make sure y'all have Big George there. I got a car for his ass.
What do you run Big George with? What do you got to run him with?
Shit, I got a coupe, same model we got, that blue one.
Minivan, why?
I said, oh, cool, that model, same model he got.
Minivan.
Why don't you run it with your car then? That Nova.
Man, I go around George, man, shit. George, man, I ain't in my class. Anyway, shit. That's if he make it down the track.
Man, don't get Big George started.
Hey, man,
he's
a cool guy, man.
He cool guy.
Big George.
I heard about that guy named Jimmy Cash.
I can't wait to see this Nova.
I bet it ain't there on the
26th.
I hope it is. Jesus.
Wigan Bird.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm here.
Been up scared as Hatton Boy Jets. Man, who that Weeby?
Nah, that ain't Weeby. That's a 334 area code, I think.
Damn. This is the goddamn BTO.
Oh, I don't know where the Hatton's at. I'm down in the cheese vault. I'm down in the cheese vault. Counting out cheese.
I'll review that. You was down first.
Hey, Wicked Bird.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just got a text from the South Carolina boys. They bring in another car called the Goon.
Yeah, number 50.
Yeah. They coming up with big sections.
Huh?
They coming up with big sections with Sean in there.
Yeah, he said the Goon is going to be coming, looking for action, big block, conventional head.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be playing on there. We might have to have two of them there. One on the track side and one on the power side.
The Wigger Bird.
Yes, sir.
Is Hatton going to be what? You know the lowdown, huh?
If the Hatton's going to be there, you can't ask me that. I can't tell you.
It's your race, right? It is your race.
Yeah, it's Metro Area Glove Race, but I mean, I can't tell you if them guys going to be there or not. I mean, they said they was having some problems with their car and they were trying to get it fixed. So, you know, I don't know.
Number one.
Which
one is this? It's action form.
What part of the mobile?
Say what now?
Who is this that's asking for the Hatton boy?
The GTO boy.
GTO is this, boy. Is this Apollo or Gerald?
Yeah, Gerald, yeah. There you go.
So you looking for the... Oh,
yeah,
Gerald.
Yeah, goddammit, it's me.
You know how to get in touch with doggone Hatton's son, Marquis. You get on here acting like you big and bad, like you don't know how to get in touch with that boy. You know how to call him.
He on here. I know he on here.
Okay, well, then call him out. Why you asking me? I'm the only one to just beat him. Dang, but don't put me out there like
that.
Hey, I ain't over there.
Hey, you can get it, too.
Who, me?
Oh.
Oh, please.
I'll freeze your ass.
You want to make it through December?
Okay.
Well, I got my motor back now.
I got my motor back now. I'm gonna have to come to the help desk now. I don't know who I can run. Man, you already, you better come to the help desk. Man, you help to keep people off your ass. Say what? Help to keep people off your ass.
That's what you want help for. You want to make me your last victim or try to be.
No, I leave Melvin to you.
Melvin ain't coming out.
Okay, well, that's what you say. Well, it's gonna be a lot. Long Island Jonah just said they got a car. They got plenty of cars for you.
Hey,
yeah. Who that, Pete?
Yeah, hey, don't worry about it. I'll be his huckleberry. He ain't got to look no far. I'll run it.
Hey, Pete, don't get up on the line until your brother cut off. I don't want no excuses.
Man, I cut off. If I cut off and start back up and push and beat you.
Hey, Pete, you got the memo, right?
What's that?
Yeah. Did you get that memo?
What was that?
Nah, what's the memo?
The Virginia boys can't take the 301 bridge because y'all talk too much trash. Y'all got to take 95 all the way around.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's okay. I'll be home but a half an hour earlier. It'll be the same. I'm still coming. Okay. They ain't stopping from getting on your ass. I know that.
We ain't trying to stop you. We just going to make you think about that ass whooping long.
Yeah, I'm going to get you first. I'm going to get Rick. Hey, I want you first, Rick second, and then the hat boys, and then I'll be good.
Oh, okay, then. I'll be your huckleberry.
Yeah, yes.
Hey, man, I'm gone, man. I catch y'all on Facebook in the morning. I got to do some work.
Hey, Styles.
Yeah.
I guess I better start with Rick first. He's slow as one.
he is the weakest link. Yes, he is. Oh, my God. Pray for him.
So we got Styles. We got another two races locked in tonight.
Both of you bitches don't forget that I ain't fucking too far away. You know what I'm saying? I'm being nice by not fucking saying shit to my kind together.
Man, don't be nice to me. I want you to get mad so I get a reason to get mad.
Okay, you ain't going to be able to get me mad.
Hey, Rick. Hey, can you find my T-shirt?
Hey, look. Say that again. Hey, Rick, stop going to jail for 5 hours.
I ain't even say. What did you say?
I said, can you sign my T-shirt for me?
Yeah, the one that you buy from me. Yeah.
Hey, Rick, what I'm going to tell you right now, Wicked Boy done the track Sunday with one of your shirts on, and it was a false advertisement, so you better go ahead and sue him for that.
Now that's how you pull
them. Well, he done already done copyright infringement, so, you know, I mean, it's just... It's whatever.
He said he ain't going to let the test that guy.
Hey, y'all might want some of them Hell Yeah shirts. Just come on down to the trailer. We have plenty of them Hell Yeah shirts ready to go.
Give me one of them Hell Yeah shirts. And, Joe, you make sure you get a Hell Yeah shirt.
Just come on down to the trailer on the 26th.
You know I'm
going to
have a Hell No in the back of my shirt.
He's messing you up, don't he?
Okay, we're going to be trading shirts. And Joe's going to bring the Hell No shirt. Rick, what you going to bring?
On there, Hell No, he didn't.
I tell you what, everybody got to bring a shirt. Everybody bring a shirt. Rick, what you going to bring?
I'm
not bringing anything. All I'm bringing is me, my car, and some money.
Oh, okay. Hey, Pete, what you bringing, Pete?
So what the hell are you with Rick?
Yeah,
I'm going to bring my chair for CJ. What?
I'm going to bring some tombstones so I can put in front of y'all cars if I get back to y'all one by one. Hey, Rick, I'm going to do first because you're the weakest link.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I want Rick first. He said he's the weakest link. I want him first.
Well, as I told him earlier, I don't know if he was on and listening. I said, after Monday, I'll make my announcement as to what's going on.
Hey, Pete,
oh, okay.
He going to be the pace car, Pete.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, y'all, as a matter of fact, y'all can use it for one of them golf cars that tow the car to the line.
Yeah, I'm going to be all that. Go-kart, golf cart, four-wheeler, pace car, EMT, hearse, ambulance.
We don't want none of that.
See, you can't be the ambulance because you just still be the ambulance. The ambulance got to travel fast.
Yeah. Just make sure you got that long legged skinny bitch with you when you get up there, okay? Both of y'all.
Hey, Rick, we ain't gonna go there because we already know you don't want that trouble.
I'm requesting it.
Man, you don't want that trouble, man.
Yeah, I'm requesting.
Yeah. That man gonna drive 3 hours for no reason.
Y'all ain't gonna want that trouble when you man bring y'all shit up. But you just make sure y'all you have there. And like I said, after Monday, I give y'all an announcement of what I'm gonna do.
Well, shit. Send that your request. I'll let him go and run you first. Then send that your request. That way, if anything happens, you can say that you ran him.
Hey, I mean, it's been this long. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? That ain't even a priority for me right now. You know,
I already know.
What's your priority?
His priority is still everybody.
My priority
wait.
Right now is to get my car back together.
Oh, okay.
Then which one
whichever one
you weak bitches want to run me at, then y'all would be a priority. But right now, y'all ain't even in the picture right now.
Okay.
It's not.
I've been being nice by not saying shit. You know what I'm saying? Because my shit ain't together, so I can't talk too much.
Hey, Rick. But JG caught out the government evil, but we'll still go and lock you in and just go on to get it popping. Now his car ain't worth evil.
Wow.
Say that lock up with who?
Jay-Z, you said you want him, but his car ain't worth evil. But we can just go. We know we get it ready by then, so.
Well, I can't work off of them determining factors of what if and maybe and possible. You get what I'm saying? But if you want to wait till win, I mean, at the money, like I said, and I let all of y'all know, you, Styles, Jack, JC, Mark, Donye, any of y'all. That ain't a fucking problem with me racing. You know, I'm just not like I'm scared to race. I'll make it like I'm scared to race or something.
If you're running any problems, need help in any way, just call me. I got some spare parts. We get you back together so you can read.
I'll call Mark.
Yeah, we got plenty of spare parts.
I will never call Mark for shit a day in my life.
Hey, call me and get a tune up. Hey, Styles.
Yeah.
Let Rick go inside your box, man, and see the tune-up you guys are going to use it.
Hey, Pete, let me hit you with something real quick.
I'm listening.
How can a motherfucker help me who he called for help with his own shit? So he got y'all niggas fooled thinking y'all he doing something fantastic for y'all when he really ain't. He can't make his own car run because he got to be on the phone with somebody else to get help with the tune-up for his car.
Well, he get his tune-up off of YouTube.
I don't hear fuck where he get his tune-up from. My point
I,
is...
I don't even get him on, but them motherfuckers working. I know that.
Hey, Pete, you know what we call that tune-up that he put in my car?
Yeah, I know. I know what you call it. That's the Rick tune-up.
We call it Slick Rick tune-up. We use it on Haddon too.
And get both of them.
Hey, and look, we might use it on Donye.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm going to tell you that shit ain't going to work on me. So you might go and put that shit in the bag.
Like I
it
said,
ain't going to work on me.
Y'all pay y'all fun. I'll refrain myself until after Monday saying what I need to say.
Now,
Well, Rick, taking a lot of me not to say no more, but y'all go ahead and have y'all fun.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate it. And I'm still down in the cheese zone counting out cheese. All right, fellas, I'm gone, man. I'll catch y'all on Facebook tomorrow, Pete.
And yeah, I'll holler at you.
All right, Rick,
I hope Monday be good to you, partner. I hope Monday be good to you.
Yeah, me too. I hope it do, too.
Y'all don't worry about me. Y'all ain't been worried about me all this long. Don't worry about me now.
No, I ain't really worried about you. I just hope you get it fixed so I can get on that ass. That's what I want.
You remember all three of y'all said I'm a non-motherfucking factor, right?
Well, in my world, I meant it. I don't know about anybody else, but I meant it.
It ain't nothing else that none of y'all can say. That's the cake right there. I'm a non-factor. So let's leave it at that right now.
Well, I ain't gonna take it back, though.
Yeah, me neither. But hey, Rick, before you go to bed tonight, can you watch that eighth mile pass again?
That's the kind of response you get when you don't win that much. You know what I'm saying?
Oh well, you call it what you want to call.
So if that's the case, then you can go back and look at all the races if they even recorded the ones that you lost. And you know what I'm saying? Do yourself that favor on your own.
Well, Dad, Rick, you won that many yourself.
Yeah, you
that's true.
But Rick, you're only as good as your last win. So how good are you?
If that's the case, then you ain't good as a fuck, man, because you just lost last week, didn't you? You went to South Carolina,
yeah,
North Carolina, somewhere. You went to Dawson, right?
Yeah,
you got
the
ass handed to you, right?
Well, hey, but I use your money, though.
Now you sound like a Giant fan. Okay.
No, I use your money, though. And I still got some more of it.
It don't matter what money you use. You just said you was only good as your last win. You got your ass waxed in Donaldson, correct?
You are correct, sir.
All right, then. So we got no more to talk about.
Definitely do.
Now you starting to sound like a Cowboy fan and the Pittsburgh fans and the Giants fans. When the last time you won the Super Bowl and all that shit. That shit don't mean nothing.
Okay. All right, but you know what? We look at that video all day, every day. I wake up to that like my alarm clock.
That's good. I'm glad that gave you some kind of inspiration.
Thank you. I love it. We love it, you know, but appreciate it, though.
You should be worried about how to better that thing, but it's...
I ain't worried about that.
You can't.
You're right. I can't. Don't need to.
Oh, you need to.
Well,
you'll find out.
I didn't need it on Friday the 13th.
I don't want to tell nobody no more. Yeah, well, shit, you ain't need a whole lot of nothing then. I really shouldn't have raced, but I did this shit anyway.
Well,
you know, I don't use that as a complaint like some people do, but you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I said you was a better man than you were that day.
Okay. And I appreciate it. And I just trying to tell you the whole time, but you didn't want to believe it.
Because I kick it to
that boy
no more.
Tell me what?
That I was the better man. Just because I didn't run you when you wanted to run, that wasn't it.
Styles, you're nowhere close to being the better man. You won a race. You see what I'm saying? And now it's like you done won the damn Mega Million or something. Maybe you did. I don't know.
I did.
Okay.
Mega All right.
Well, hey, that explains it.
I'm real.
That explains it all.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah.
Hey, Rick.
Matter of fact, I'm going to get off here and I'm going to watch this video again on Friday the 13th.
There you go. Watch how late you were getting off the line.
Hey, well, you know what? I was late to get you off the line and I ran your ass down. I was late off to Hatton. I ran their ass down.
But Styles, look at the race, Styles. It ain't hard to run a man down who car ain't running right. Number one, it's not hard to run somebody down.
There you go.
Who's the tires on the starting line?
There you go with the excuses. You said you wasn't gonna make none. I was the better man, so I don't want to.
That's not an excuse. That's what happened. I'm not making no excuses. Those are the situations that happen.
Yes, you is. Why you can't take your lump? I'm giving you your lump.
What the fuck you think I'm doing? I said you was the better man. I mean, goddamn, what more you want me to do?
I want you to keep on
saying. My point is, you sitting back bragging about it when you didn't win. You did not win a all out brag out race. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I did. I won the race and I won the money.
Okay.
All right.
Well, listen, I'm not gonna argue.
Take that away
you won.
From me.
You did all that you said you did.
I did everything I said I was going to do to you. Like you said, picture that. I was going to gap you. Man, I gap you before the 8. I was playing with you. You weren't playing with me. Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. Just hurry up and get it back together.
Well,
I'm going to show
listen,
you.
I just hope you still got this same heart and enthusiasm once I get right after the 26th, okay? I mean, after Monday.
I'm going to leave a suit up in there for you, too. That's what you ain't going to worry about. Then you ain't got to worry about
say
that
again.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to have the same suit up in there. Ain't
changing
nothing.
Hey, right. I don't care what you have.
Okay. It's like I don't care what you got.
Who
and I ain't got nothing there what you got.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry about that goddamn chicken bird. His days are numbered.
We know that.
Hey, that's what they
are.
You know what? All y'all got to do is come on out there and race me. That's all you got to do. I ain't running up from nobody. So y'all can say my day's number, and they've been saying that for the longest.
Since you just said what you said on the air, I want you to make sure that you stick to your word and say that you ain't running from nobody, okay?
Listen
to what I'm saying. Basically, you could have really had me locked in already because I tried to lock you in, but you wanted to come up with a step of running off the trailer. Point is, I'm not going to run my car off the trailer.
So had you not have put that step in there,
then we could have locked in. Then.
So what I'm saying to you now,
when I said it to you then, I hope you have this same enthusiasm once I get right, when I come at you, and I don't want to hear you say, oh, well, nah, I ain't going to race you, blah, blah, blah. You said you're not running.
What did I tell you Friday night? I was going to make you wait like you made me wait.
Hey, listen to my ass.
Well, why do you keep saying I made you wait, Styles? I chased you after I beat you.
Oh, man, whatever. Okay, you know what? You're going to look at that video again when my batteries went dead and I had you about 4 cars out. You wasn't going to win that race, but I ain't cry about it. I came back the next week and tried to run you head up, and you bumped up the money by $1,000. Okay? That's the only reason
why. What kind of shit is you smoking, man?
Do you want me to post that video on Facebook tomorrow? All of it? Do you really want me to put it on there?
Hey, what the fuck are you posting the video going to do?
I mean,
you said you had me by 4 cars. That was another race you got beat on the tree. And the fucking transmission was slipping in that car.
Hey, Rick. Hey, you got to.
You still
lost. You know what? Well, you can't excuse that ass whooping I gave you 5-13. So
I'm not trying to excuse
want.
It.
Okay, so stop talking about
you're so adamant about talking and having so much fun and making a scene that I said to you, if you listen, I said, make sure you have that same enthusiasm when I come for you after Monday.
What am I
you said that you out. You said you're not running from nobody. You ain't ducking. So I said, just remember what you're saying.
Lock it in on the 26th.
Yeah, we ain't got to lock it in. He know I'm going to be there. I ain't got to lock him in. I tried to lock him in on last Friday. He didn't want
to
lock
no,
in.
No, you didn't try to lock me in. I came to you and tried to lock you in, but you wanted to say 500. So don't.
What's
see,
wrong
that's,
with
that's a problem. That's a whole problem with you.
Hold on, you flip it around
and make it sound a certain fucking way.
Hey, Rick, lock us in, man. He ain't going to race. So come on, lock us in. He ain't going to race.
Yeah,
so
I ain't gonna race. You right.
This is Hatton Boy Vegas that is talking to you?
Nah, that's the other guy I beat up on the week before. Ricky.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's the one I beat up on. And he's talking about a little $500. That's the real money. Lock in some real money.
What's some real money, Styles?
Like he told me, $1,500 that time when I tried to get my race back. I'm giving you a taste of your own medicine. That's all. You just don't like it.
So you want to run for $1,500? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, we can lock in $1,500 and run for more. We can lock in $1,500 and run
for
more.
What the fuck do you want to run for, man? That's what I'm asking. Don't give me this random bullshit.
I thought
what the fuck do you want to run for?
Call me on Monday.
You about to get me out of character when I'm trying to be nice. I asked you a straightforward fucking question. The question is that you want to run for.
You murder. I just told you, Lockheed, that they Austin 15 is, it should be cool, right?
Hold on, man. Hey, man, but it's something I'm missing here. It's something I'm missing here. And I need somebody to correct it for me. Now, how you on logging with him, but you on logging with us? Now, I'm missing the point.
Hold on. First of all, Pete, did you hear me say I'm going to lock in with anybody? I asked a man, he said 1,500 or better.
Now,
I asked him, what do he want to run for?
Hold on.
Yes or no? Don't give me that shit.
You said you tried to lock in last Friday. You said you tried to lock in last Friday.
You correct. Same little sissy ass bullshit punk ass muck did on the fucking start line when he come over there pointing at me like a little fucking girl out there.
I told you we was gonna get him, Pete. I told you we was gonna get him.
You see what I'm saying? Y'all wanna lock me in, my car ain't ready. You see what I'm saying? I'm not gonna make a dumb move like that and lock in for a race and knowing my shit ain't together.
Why not?
So if y'all can't wait,
no, I can't wait. Lock in right now. Lock in today. Lock in right now. Lock it in right now. Shit. Lock it in.
Hey, stop, man. The man blood pressure going on, man. He's gonna have blood pressure problem. Leave him, man.
I just took me a sip of this drink. I'm good. I'm calm now.
Are you good? All right, calm on down, man. I need me a drink.
like I said, please keep that same enthusiasm, that heart that you got right
now. Hey, man, look.
Oh,
the man not gonna run you no more than 2015. The man in the ring.